You're with SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, Peak Indigenous Body welcomes new federal government Indigenous education policy document. Peak medical and legal bodies renew call to raise the minimum age of criminal responsibility in Australia. And Pope Francis abolishes Vatican secrecy rules governing sexual abuse cases. The National Peak Body for Indigenous Children and Families has welcomed the federal government's new policy document on Indigenous education, but has urged ministers to provide meaningful resource commitment. The Alice Springs Declaration says Indigenous students will be a top education priority. The announcement follows international test results which showed Indigenous students ranked with countries such as Kazakhstan and Azerbaijan. Richard Weston, the chief executive of the group SNAKE, says it is important that there is follow-through.
More universal access to early education for 3- and 4-year-olds, greater investment in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community-controlled early education services, and a revisit of the activity test for accessing parental support for kids into childcare. The level of support is linked to employment of parents.
Peak medical and legal bodies say locking up children as young as 10 is a national tragedy and is stopping them from living long, productive lives. The Law Council of Australia and the Australian Medical Association are renewing calls for the government to raise the age of criminal responsibility to 14. They warn children who go to jail are less likely to finish school, find a job, and more likely to die an early death, with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children 23 times more likely to be imprisoned than non-Indigenous children. The United Nations recommends the minimum criminal age of responsibility be 14, but all Australian states and territories have set it at 10. There's growing outcry against a proposed project to build a water ski park in a drought-prone outback locality in Queensland. Excavation has already commenced, and Mayor Rob Chandler hopes the council would get approval to start pumping water from the Artesian Basin to fill the recreational facility. But opponents, including a former mayor, say the majority of the population in the area are opposed to the project but are too afraid to speak out. Traditional custodian Susan Thompson is opposed to the project. She said it is probably the most irresponsible thing we could actually do right now in the current climate, especially out there. If we aren't in drought, I still don't think that it's the most appropriate, wisest thing to do. Susan Thompson adds, water is one of the most precious things that we have as human beings to survive, to grow food. A heat wave moving across Australia could see temperatures reach the high 40s. The Weather Bureau says parts of Western Australia, South Australia and Victoria are likely to record more than 45 degrees. There are total fire bans in places for large sections of Queensland and South Australia and all of New South Wales. More than 2,300 firefighters in New South Wales are trying to contain bushfires before the worst of the heat hits. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging people to be cautious in the heat and to heed the warnings from every emergency service.
Please listen to the advice you're getting, because never before have we been able to prepare so well because of the extra advice we're getting, whether it's weather patterns, whether it's wind conditions, whether it's what the fire fronts are likely to do. But there is still an element of unpredictability, and that element of unpredictability is what concerns us.
Pope Francis is abolishing Vatican secrecy rules governing sexual abuse cases. Removing pontifical secrecy will enable the Catholic Church to release documents regarding sexual abuse cases to civil authorities across all countries and not just a select few. The move will also enable victims to learn the outcome of their cases at the Vatican. However, the Pope's special declaration or rescript does not alter privacy rules governing Vatican trials of alleged abusers or the reporting of sexual abuse. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni says the change applies to legal documents and data collected during canon law trials.
Basically, it is a step forward in terms of transparency. Transparency for the victims and their families, and transparency for judicial legal systems around the world, which can now request the documentation from the ongoing trials and bring it into their legal systems in order to facilitate their work.
Anyone wanting information or support relating to child sexual assault can contact Brave Hearts on 1800-272-831 or Blue Knot on 1300-657-380. Recovery workers in New Zealand are hoping they can resume the search for two people missing since last week's volcanic eruption on Wakari, or White Island. Sydney teenager Winona Langford and local tour guide Hayden Marshall Inman are missing and presumed dead. Hayden Marshall Inman's brother, Mark Inman, says he's frustrated by what he regards as police delays in making decisions about the recovery operation.
They made a decision, which is fantastic, but again, whether by that stage the weather had turned, and now we've missed 2 days and probably a third day, so it's just a shame that it takes so long to get a decision to be made.
United States President Donald Trump says an attempt to impeach him would be an illegal partisan coup. Mr. Trump's comments come one day before a possible debate in the House of Representatives on approving articles of impeachment against him. Mr. Trump has reiterated his criticism of the Democratic head of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff.
He took a statement and totally made it up. It was a lie. It was a fraud. And you just can't do those things. So, you know, look, this has been a total sham from the beginning.
And Australia has failed to make the top 40 in global rankings for gender equality. The World Economic Forum's 2020 Global Gender Index has ranked Australia at 44 out of 153, while New Zealand sits at 66. Australia is not even in the top 10 in East Asia and the Pacific, sitting below the Philippines and Laos. Australia has only closed 73% of the gap between men and women, having dropped 5 places in 2 years. The country ranks 49th on the economic participation gap, which measures wages, employment, and workforce representation. Australia is number one for closing the education gap, with gender parity around access to literacy and numeracy skills. And in sport, Elise Perry has been named Women's Cricketer of the Year. It's the second time she's won the award. The star all-rounder has also been named One Day International Cricketer of the Year. Perry scored 3 international centuries and has an average of 73 runs from her 12 one-day internationals this year. She also claimed 21 one-day international wickets, including a record 7 for 22 against England in Canterbury. Perry says she was surprised to win the award again.
I'm a little bit shocked, I think, too, just given how many incredible performances there have been across the year. But, yeah, look, it's amazing to be acknowledged, and I do truly appreciate it. So, yeah, it's a really nice way, I guess, to finish the year on a personal note.
And having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, sunny and 35, Adelaide, very hot and sunny with a top of 42, Melbourne, hot with a late cool change and 39, Hobart, partly cloudy and 28, Albury, Wodonga, sunny, 31, Canberra, hot with possible smoke haze and 37, Wollongong, smoke haze and 27, Sydney, smoke and 27, Newcastle, possible smoke haze and 28, Brisbane, partly cloudy and 29. Townsville, sunny, 31. Cairns, a shower or two, developing and 33. Alice Springs, sunny, 41. Darwin, shower or two with a possible storm and 35. And the Torres Strait Islands, a mostly sunny day and a top of 31. And that is NITV Radio News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.